was on video day.
9:53, Richard's Sunday morning. This is the original segment opening music that we used to use for our week in video feature, as we used to call it. What was new on videotape for the week? Oh, wouldn't your life be great if your life was on videotape, which is non-existent now. It doesn't even exist. You know, and then we moved it to the week in DVD, which pretty much doesn't exist anymore either. I mean, you can still get DVDs, but I think that most people now, when they're watching movies at home, are you doing it online? Is that the question that I want to ask you? Yes, it is. I'm just curious. I want to open up the phone lines for a minute. I guess you could call this kind of market research for us, because we do like to tell you what's new and what's going on in home video. I've got the list of what is going to be available on Netflix and on Hulu and Amazon Prime and some of the online services of what's going to be available this week. But, you know, gone are the days of me telling you what's new in the video stores for the week. Video stores? What? What'd you say, Grandpa? Video stores? Remember when there used to be video stores? And it was a big deal on a Friday or Saturday night, and you'd run to the video store and hope that the movie that you were looking for was still going to be there, that the video store would still have enough copies of the VHS copy of, you know, whatever it is. You know, and it would still be there, and then you have to make sure you rewind it to take it back to the video store in time. Heaven forbid, so you don't get charged a late fee. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but that's ancient history. I mean, it's really hard to find a video store anymore to rent things. You can't find videotapes anymore, but you can still find DVDs. Places like Walmart and Target and, you know, some of the big places, you certainly can buy DVDs still online. But gone are the days of renting them. Unless you rent for a couple of days online, you can do that. You can, if your TV is set up so you can get internet through it, smart TVs, you know, if you've bought a TV probably within the last 5-7 years, your TV is probably set up for that, and you're able to watch, get the services like Netflix and Hulu and all the online platforms, but also be able to rent movies for a couple of days. There's one fee if you want to buy the movie, download the movie and buy it, and there's one fee if you want to just rent it for a couple of days, and then the link goes away. It expires after those couple of days, and you can't watch it anymore. So is anybody still going to a video store? I think there are still a few old-fashioned video stores where you can still go. Is anybody still doing that? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Who's when you're watching home video, when you're watching, I guess, you know, mostly movies, TV shows, on whether it's disc, are you doing them on DVDs? Are people still using DVDs, or are most of you, as everyone moved over to an online platform? That's what I want to know. 312-981-7200. We'll get to your calls in a quick second. Let me just tell you about a couple of the new things that are going to be out for the month of August, which, believe it or not, is in 2 days. Really good movie that I don't think a lot of people went to see. The Founder, starring Michael Keaton, is going to be available on Netflix for August. This is the movie about how McDonald's got started. And Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc. And this is such a great movie, I think partially because we're all connected to McDonald's, right? We all, who doesn't go to McDonald's? You know, who hasn't grown up going to McDonald's and understanding how the whole thing is and how it came to be is what the story is about. And Michael Keaton is so great. So look for that on Netflix this month. Look for season one of the NBC comedy The Good Place on Netflix this month. A couple of old movies like Holds, starring Shia LaBeouf back when he was just a little boy. And A Cinderella Story is going to be on Netflix this month. The Wet Hot American Summer 10 Years Later is going to be out this month. When I say this month, I mean August. Marvel's The Defenders is going to be out. The Big Chill is going to be on, let me see, this is going to be on Amazon. The first five Saw movies, really, really good movies, those are going to be on Hulu for the month of August. Billy on the Street, season five of Billy on the Street, season three of You're the Worst. Amazon will be premiering a series of original movies, Comrade Detective, The Tick, and Lost in Oz for the month of August. Nick Offerman and his wife, Megan Mullally, will be featured in Summer of 69, No Apostrophe. That's going to be a comedy special. Some classic movies, including all of the Bill and Ted movies, and Gary Cooper's High Noon is going to be available on Amazon. Jackie Brown on Netflix. Cloud Atlas is going to be on Netflix. All the Matrix movies are going to be on Netflix, August the 1st, to be exact. Let me get a couple of quick calls of where you're going for your home video. Jim, hi, you're on WGN.
Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Morning.
Hey, love listening to your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, Friday night, my daughter and I, we went to Family Video in Westmont, and we went and rented the new Smurfs movie, and we went down to our basement, and we have a sleepover party.
Fun.
And I have two other kids and my wife, and we set up sleeping bags and make popcorn and watch the movie downstairs.
Oh, fun. So there, this chain, I guess there are more than one store of Family Video. It's like an old-fashioned video store. You browse through, you rent for, what, a couple of days, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I rented on Friday, and it was due Saturday, and I missed it, so I'll be playing the Lacey on that. But
just like the old days.
Exactly. And then in the store, they have a gumball machine, and each week they have a color gumball, and if you get that color gumball, you get a free rental.
Oh, nice. Okay. So Family Video in Westmont is the one that you go to.
Yeah, correct. And one more thing, Dean. My wife and I, we went to the Barry Manilow concert last night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was unbelievable.
He puts on a good show. He puts on a good show.
I mean, for 70 years old, it's amazing what that man could do. And it was amazing. The crowd was totally into it, and it was a great evening and a great singer.
It's at the was that the Rosemont Theater?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, packed. All
I think
that,
my
right?
wife and I were the youngest ones there, and we weren't the loudest. So
some of those Barry Manilow fans get crazy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, good.
No, it was a good time.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much. Here's Dan. You're on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Dean. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yes, Dan Finnegan.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Listen, I'm a big fan of streaming. I enjoy Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon. But you know what? When DVDs come out, I'm over to Redbox because, one, they're less expensive.
Right.
And matter of fact, today I'll be going over to pick up King Kong. It just came out this weekend on Redbox.
Yeah.
So that's by the grocery store, the Jewel Osco here in West Dundee.
That's right.
Pick it up, very convenient, in and out, less expensive, and works out well. But you can't beat the streaming of the originals on Netflix and Amazon for good entertainment, though.
Sure?
But movies, I'm a Redbox guy.
Yeah, you sure can't beat the convenience of it. I forgot. I walk by a Redbox every time I go into my Jewel store. There's one right by the entrance there. I completely forgot about that. Dan, I appreciate your call. Have a great day. Mike, you're on WGN.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I'm kind of like one of the previous callers. There's a Family Video literally maybe three blocks from my house. I go there, not all the time. I stream often, but, you know, every once in a while, just I say a couple weeks ago, me and my wife wanted to get caught up or at least see what the big deal was about this Game of Thrones thing. And, we kind of – that was our way of kind of binging. All six seasons.
Catching up, yeah.
And we ended there, so yeah.
Catching up. Do you go to the Family Video in Westmont like our previous caller or somewhere else?
No, it's one out here in Homewood.
Oh, you're – okay. So there. I wonder how many there are. We're going to have to find out how many Family Video stores.
Shoot, there are about three or four just out of the south suburbs alone that I know of.
Yeah, they must be everywhere because we've heard of a few locations. Mike, I appreciate your call. Thank you, buddy. In our previous segment about how you watch home video, Are you exclusively streaming now, movies, TV shows, etc.? Do you still rent? And we learned about a Family Video, a chain, which is based here in the Chicago area, by the way. They're out of Glenview. But they have stores in Westchester, LaGrange Park, Glenview, Downers Grove, Homewood, Arlington Heights, Orland, Wheeling, Flossmoor, Lyle, Highland, Indiana, Chicago Heights, Griffith, Indiana, Dyer, Indiana, Bolingbrook, Schaumburg, Park Forest, West Chicago, and Hobart, Indiana. You're welcome for the free commercial, Family Video. Nice to know that there is still video stores out there. I did not know about this. And Redbox. A lot of you texted us that you still go to the Redbox and get your DVDs that way. Some other messages that we got. We don't stream movies. We still have old TVs. Our computer is down. Not everyone can afford to keep up. I get that. Totally understand. However, you should know what somebody else texted us, that you can get all kinds of movies and TV shows on DVD at your public library. No charge. Absolutely no charge. So there's another way to get home video. Here's Barb in Michigan texting in. Our local public library has DVDs available to borrow for a week for free. Here's another one that says, Dean, we watch DVDs, but you can get two a month from Netflix. Here is another saying, libraries, libraries, libraries. A lot of messages about libraries. So, you know, there's an interesting side note to all of this. About a year ago, Brian Noonan played a little piece from is it a website, Joey? Is it something called Kids React? Is that what this is called, Kids React? Wait, say it again. I'm not hearing you. Yep, still not hearing you. I'm not sure what that
is. A YouTube series. There we go.
Oh, okay. It's a YouTube series called Kids React, where they ask little kids age 7 to 13 about stuff, you know, stuff that no longer exists, basically. Like in this case, video stores and Blockbuster video stores in particular.
What's this? What is this? Like 1800s.
Blockbuster's video.
One favorite talk. Blockbuster video.
I think I've heard of this once, but I never knew what it was.
I thought this was a book.
It's an old school movie.
It's a Blockbuster video.
I remember these.
I saw the Blockbuster video store, and it was closing down, and now it's a paint store.
Question time!
This is a rental from a video store called Blockbuster Video. Do you know what a video store is?
No. I don't know.
It's kind of like Redbox, but an actual store.
I used to get movies there all the time.
Just a store where you go get videos or movies and then, or rent them, I guess, and then bring them back.
It's not that popular. Is it even still alive?
It closed down most of the locations because now there's stuff like Netflix and Hulu and all these things where you can just do it online.
Well, a video store is where you would go to rent movies. So I'm going to walk you through what it would be like to go to a video store. First, you have to get in your car and drive all the way to the store. Then you'd look around for a movie you like and pay money to rent it and bring it home. But you only could keep the movie for a certain amount of time.
It's a back-then red box.
One-day rental.
Sometimes you don't have time to watch a movie. Until the day you can, you have to return it.
That's crazy. What if you don't finish it?
Do we have anything like this today?
A week? You can go to on-demand on if you have that.
Amazon Prime, you could rent movies.
Well, nowadays there's stuff like Netflix. I watch a lot of, and YouTube, even though that doesn't really have too much to do with movies, but still.
Sometimes you'd go to the store because you wanted a specific movie, but then someone already rented it and it wasn't there, so you had to pick something else and just go home with nothing.
And that's why people make YouTube today.
That's like the library, except with film and weird-looking boxes.
Now with things like Netflix and stuff that you can just watch, like, on demand, it's, like, not as bad.
That's when people were very patient. And now we are not.
So once you'd pick your movie, you'd go up to the front counter and present them with your membership card.
You have to have a membership card?
You get a card too, it's so fancy.
I think I remember it.
Yeah, you have things right.
Video stores use membership cards to keep a person's information so that if a video was never returned or somehow got lost, they would charge the person.
Oh! That makes sense. So that somebody doesn't just keep it forever and then just have it and sell it.
Which brings us to late fees. If you didn't return the movie on time, you'd get charged more money than you already paid to rent it. What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of mean.
It's inhumane that we need to pay more just because we are late on a movie.
This place is old. You can get stuff for way cheaper. You can download Netflix. All you need to do is pay for your account.
I'm all used to, like, you can just go on the internet and now you can watch a movie.
What if there's, like, a video store, like, 20 miles away from your house? Then you just spend more money. And then more money because you can't get it back on time.
Oh, aren't those little toddlers cute? Aw, you just want to pinch their cheek. I wish my dad was here to hear that. Right, you.
I remember a store in Bridgeport called Bridgeport Video.
Sure, the little indie stores.
You remember that store?
Oh, yeah. I mean, never mind the Blockbusters and the huge...
Blockbuster. That's the one I was trying to think
the giant,
of.
The giant ones. But, the little indie stores were... You just thought, that's a gold mine. That's like printing money.
Yeah, Bridgeport. We had one just a couple blocks from where I live, really, called Movie Time.
Yeah.
And when Netflix just became what they are, that was it. Yeah. So,
well, those kids were certainly adorable.
I like the comment. That was back in the time when we were patient. And now we are not.
Not for you, you little...